We spoke Hungarian, and the Hungarians were allies of the Nazis. And a lot of Hungarians were there, laborers working in the war effort, you know, in factories. And we were not in uniform, we were in civilian clothes. So we went out, so we decided we're gonna say we are Hungarians, and we are running away from the Russians, we are evacuating. And that's, so that's exactly what we did. My mother, she was some lady. So we came out of the woods, and we come to the intersection, four-way intersection, to different villages. So my mother looked at me and said, you decide, the youngest one, I should decide which way to go. So I look around, and I like the first house in the, in one of the, so I said, let's go this way. So we got to the first house, and it was a Sunday, and we asked for food. We said, we're Hungarian refugees, evacuating. Well, I tell you, they gave us a cereal. I think it was rice with raisins and cinnamon. I mean, talk about manna from heaven. We ate and ate and ate. So we went from house to house eating. It was a small village, but lunchtime we got a pot of pork and beans and stuff that we haven't eaten. No one normally wouldn't eat in any case. And we went through that village eating until we realized it's almost dark. Where are we gonna go now? Where are we gonna spend? Oh, no, no, wait a minute. Before then, as we were walking to the village, we saw a man, you see, I forget, a man come with a rope, like a twisted rope, and they said, who are you and where are you going? So we told him who we are, and then he walks away and he says, you wait here. We were sure he was gonna hang us with that rope, you know? We were petrified. So he came back and he says, Verschwind, disappear, you know, and let us go. One incident. Then another incident, we went into a barn, and the woman allowed us to stay there the night. But apparently there was, they called an evacuation, and everybody left the village, and we were sleeping in the barn. And then a man comes into the barn and says, what the hell are you doing here? You have, it was evacuated. You got to get out. He said, who are you? And where are you coming from? And started asking. There were a lot of transports of prisoners walking by, you know, so it was a suspicious situation. Well, we got away with that one too. Now what are we gonna do? It's almost night and we have nowhere to go. So we went, mother's idea, to go to the mayor of the village. The, what do they call it in German? It'll come to me in a minute. And so we went and we tell him the story that we are Hungarians and we need to stay somewhere. Can he help us? So he sent us to a farm. The woman said, okay, you can go into the barn and stay in the barn. And she gave us some milk and some potatoes, and we stayed in the barn. Now this is already late in April. I mean, it's already, we were eating grass on the road. My sister stole some potatoes, and the German yelled, put it down. And she wouldn't. She started running with the potatoes, and everybody was yelling, throw it down. Finally, she threw it down. It almost killed her. So we go to this farm and we stay there and then for a few days. And then all of a sudden, the Russians walk into the village. Now, my sister went to Russian school. She's fluent in Russian. They came in, and we were happened to be outside. The barn was only for sleeping. So my sister, who was at that time, 18, said to the Russian, Ya Evreka, I am a Jew. We are Jews. Ah. So they were very, you know, respectful and all that, mamushka to mother and all that. Now, this was all in Russian. She didn't understand what we were saying, that we were Jewish. So, okay, they left. Now, this was the strangest thing. They came in and they left. Then the Germans came back. Young, 16, 17-year-old on motorcycles. Where are the Russians? So now we had to be friendly with the Germans. You know, my sisters, the two sisters. It was horrendous. Anyhow, so we told them they went to the next village, so they followed them. Excuse me. And the landlady, the farmer's wife, saw that we were friendly with the Russians. She said, okay, I'll give you a room in the house. And she let us stay, you know, we helped her. In other words, they did not take anything from them. They did not rob them. They were pillaging, and they were like animals. They came, they were wild. They uncivilized, unbelievable. So then finally the Russians come again. And they looted all the farms and everything, animals, everything. They didn't touch us because we didn't let them. Our farmer was good to us. So anyhow, the Russians looted the farm next door and they brought everything to us. To mamushka, to mother. Hats and shoes and suitcases full of linens, trousseau, like somebody was getting married. What the heck? I mean, we had no transportation. What are we going to do with it? So anyhow, we shoved it under the bed in the room. And we were hanging out because we had nowhere to go until finally somebody gave us a wagon to pull. And we loaded up. Oh, before then, the farmers, when the war was over, the farmer's daughter came with an officer, a British officer, to us and said that people told them that we have their stuff. It was she was engaged to get married and her trousseau, which was fabulous. So we have nothing, so they opened the cupboards, and they looked under the bed, and the stuff was under the bed and they didn't see it. They apologized and walked out. It was like they were blinded or something. So now we load up the wagon. We didn't take everything. Whatever we could, we put on the wagon, and we're leaving. We started walking. We bumped into a lot of other people walking until girls from Poland said that there is a castle that a lot of the women are in. And gave us direction how to get there. So we go there. And the Russians made it their headquarters. But it was big. And my sister was a dormitory, what do you call it? She was a translator? No, there's another word for it. Whatever. Anyhow, so we're there. And the Russians want to be friends. They drank vodka. Now, you can't refuse them because I was too little, they left me alone. When they say, let's drink to Stalin, you have to drink to Stalin, or let's drink for Mother Russia. They drank, and my sisters wanted to go to bed, and they said it straight out. Well, I had some job trying to keep them away. You have no idea. Well, anyhow,